Mike Smith here on your Burn Indians Locker Room Chats, now joined by girls head coach Megan Schoenfeld. Coach, you finished the regular season 1-18 on the year, falling to Onega and Frankfort to close out the regular season here. Looking at the season overall, what would you say maybe is the biggest thing from your squad that you saw improvement throughout the season?
I think a little bit in every category of basketball, I would say, because started off pretty rough at the beginning of the year, but I think the girls, they really came along and improved in a lot of the categories. Just basic defense, our offense, especially turning the ball over. I think the last couple of games we've had under 15 turnovers, so I think that's tremendous for a team.
I know the things didn't unfortunately translate to wins in the latter part of the season, but do you feel that your squad showed improvement on the floor, especially in the late games here, you know, the last five or so games for you on the season?
Yeah, like I said, we've been taking care of the ball really well. We've had less than 15 turnovers a game, so... also scoring, I think we've had some other girls step up and help out our senior out there.
Yeah, you mentioned the scoring. It's kind of stepped up with some freshmen kind of getting into the mix. Anybody caught your eye, you know, in the latter part of the season here, moving forward for your squad that, you know, had some good performances?
Kristen Haverkamp's really carried us throughout the whole season, but the last couple of games, I think Shelby Hundley, our freshman, has really stepped up and felt more comfortable shooting the basketball.
Well, you took on Frankfort last night in your contest. Well, you'll see them once again when you head to Substate, as you'll face up against them in the Substate matchup. What maybe do you feel your girls have to do different this time against Frankfort?
I think we could make a few more shots, I'd hope, but we didn't shoot a too good of a percentage last night. But I felt like, I mean, we had 31 rebounds last night, so we did a really good job off the glass. But also taking care of the ball, we did a really good job, so we need to continue to do that next Tuesday.
Anything particular that you're going to focus on with the girls, you know, to get them prepared for Substate action as you got a little bit of practice time coming up before next week?
Yeah, I mean, just mentally clearing the games yesterday that we had with them, and we just need to go out there and play hard and play like we had the last couple games.
Well, Coach, this is our last locker room chat of the year. Just want to say special thanks to you taking the time to talk Burn Indians girls basketball on the radio here with myself, and it's been a pleasure covering you throughout the year.
All right, appreciate it.
That was Megan Schoenfeld, the Burn Indians girls head coach right there. After the break, we'll be joined by boys head coach Trent Platt here on 92.1 KMZA.